As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
I do have a take.
Point of contention.
What are y'all talking about? Y'all hate. Stop hating. Everybody hating.
Welcome back to Point of Contention, 5 topics, 5 minutes, 5 points of contention. I'm Zach Harper. We got Andrew Schlick producing coming up on the show. We're ranking free agency positions. That's right. Point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and there are rumors of a center position. Subscribe to our new YouTube channel by searching The Athletic NBA Show or just click below where you see our name on the YouTube screen. It's pretty simple. If you're on the internet, you know how to work it. Also, subscribe to The Bounce, free NBA newsletter from The Athletic, from yours truly and Shams Charania every morning in your inbox. It's free. Sign up at theathletic.com/thebounce. Today is June 29th, and as we all know, that's National Waffle Iron Day. So, Jay, what kind of waffle do you prefer? Classic, Belgian, or Ego?
It's either chicken and waffles or nothing. That's it.
All right, so
I don't have regular waffles.
Why not?
Like, I'm not a waffle guy.
People you like use pancakes?
No, not really. I'm not really a pancake guy either. Okay. I'm not really a breakfast food in general guy.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather have lunch for breakfast.
So like, give me
a sandwich.
Wake up Turkey Club immediately.
I usually don't have breakfast, but when I do, it would be like I'd rather have like
you wake up like and a, like bowl of soup up. And a
cheese and a, broccoli soup. 9 a.m.
Yeah, pepperoni and cheese sandwich.
Pepperoni and cheese what? Sandwich. Will, what kind of waffle do you like?
That's a great start. Yeah, I'm from the South, so you know I'm Waffle House all day.
Yeah, I mean, the Waffle House, you know, that's tough
you
to
go
beat.
At Waffle House at any point in the day and have a fantastic meal.
Yeah.
It's particularly great at around like 2 a.m. That's like when the Waffle House becomes immaculate.
Waffle House after dark.
That's when they're in a, I feel like that's when they're in a rhythm for the day.
That's you know? When they're feeling it, yeah.
Yeah. You're not getting the same quality food and quality cooking method and everything 4 p.m. Still good, but they're in their zone at 2
a.m. Yeah, I'm sure it's because they've changed their cooking methods and nothing else.
Nah, it's that just that they're going through the motions.
Especially how much you like it at 2 a.m.
No, you're going through the motions as a Waffle House cook, you know, whereas at 2 a.m., you know, you're revved up. You're ready to go. It's go time.
Like, you can go different.
Yeah, you can go through a shoot around in the morning, take some shots. Game time. You know, there's a different intensity. You're not walking through anymore. You're running through. You're running through everything you need to execute. That's a Waffle House at 2 a.m. Jay doesn't know because he's not a breakfast person.
Plus, there are no Waffle Houses in Boston, right? So
yeah.
And he's never noticed life.
He's never been to the South. You didn't go to the Waffle House when you were in Atlanta covering the Hawks Celtics series?
No, absolutely not.
That's offensive.
Why would I go there? I don't love the breakfast. Best,
but dude, it's come on. The Waffle House though, it's different. It's different.
It's not me.
And also wake up. Quality lemon peppers at 2 a.m. in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly different establishment, but still.
Little same different, yeah.
Food.
Yeah, a little different. Same chance of a fight breaking out, though. All right, in this corner, we get to our two contestants. In this corner, he covers the Celtics. He used to be the president of the Dillon Brooks fan club, but he abandoned him just like he's the Memphis Grizzlies. And he awaits the arrival of Cooper Flagg. It's Jay Sacramento King. Jay, NBA Summer League starts next week. What's the best thing about Vegas? I'll answer. It's Jay getting drunk and taking charges from strangers. That's a real thing that happened last summer.
It's happened many summers in Vegas. I'm
talking
working on my game.
Flop City. I mean, he just random people up and he stands in front and then falls over and it's incredible. It's incredible.
I'm surprised nobody gets really mad about it. Like most people.
Yeah. Because I think most people just like, here's a drunk guy that needs to go to sleep. You know,
they probably think I'm the lunatic, probably because I am, I guess. But you're afraid of lunatics. So people are probably like, I don't want
to. Not everybody is, though.
To this
madman. We might catch the wrong guy. And then
they're just like, yo, it's the summer. He working on his game. That's what he's supposed to be doing right now.
Right. Exactly. In this corner, he covers the Pelicans. He's the Heat's good luck charm. It's the one and only Will Guillory. Will, what's the best thing about Vegas?
Oh, man. So many things. I don't even know where to start. You know what? I'm going to just keep it PG and say Summer League is the best thing about Vegas.
Yeah.
Buy good your old tickets. Quality basketball.
Yeah. Victor Wembanyama is going to be there. Anderson's going to be there.
Vegas has some good restaurants.
Yeah. There's gonna look. I'm going a couple days early. Gonna hang out.
Shout out to Carbone, best Italian food I've ever had in my life.
That's where I found out Kawhi Leonard was going to the Clippers. It's in Carbone. Saw Patrick Beverley screaming to PJ Tucker's face.
I experienced my one and only earthquake in Las Vegas.
Same.
Mm.
Zion game.
Turns out it was just something Zion did. All right, Schleck, start the clock. Rank the following point guards, and let's get a destination or two for these players. We've got D'Angelo Russell, Kyrie Irving, Fred VanVleet, and Russell Westbrook. Will, how are you ranking those four?
Oh, God. I think I have – I guess I have no choice but to put Kyrie at number one. I don't feel great about it. but, yeah, I mean – yeah, I feel like I got to have D'Lo last. Or should I have Russell last? I don't know. They're just tied for last. They're the last boys. And for Fred, I think Fred VanVleet is probably the most interesting out of this group because I think those other guys, we kind of see what's going to happen with them. They're most likely just going to go back to their previous teams. But Fred VanVleet, I feel like he can go a few different directions then and be like the vet there, grab a whole bunch of money. He can go to like the Lakers, if they pass on D'Lo, he can go in a different few different spots and be in different positions because he can go to a really good team, like say the Sixers, and be in a position where he could compete for a championship, or he can go to Houston, get a whole bunch of points, play on like a play-in team. So I think he's really interesting. In the D'Lo situation, I'm still not quite sure the Lakers are going to be willing to commit to him. It feels like that's probably the smartest move. But we know the Lakers don't always do the smartest thing. They like the glitz and the glamour. They want the headlines.
Nah, they fixed it, man. They fixed it.
You know, Austin Reeves changed all that, right? They're new people over there now. But, yeah, I think this is going to be I'm shocked that you're going to throw our guy Gabe Vincent in this mix. Come on now. That's who I really want to talk about.
The Heat can't let him go. The Heat can't let agency. Him go. Yeah.
Max him out. Did you see what he did in the playoffs this year?
I mean, let's.
I would rather have Gabe Vincent than two of those guys on the list.
You really?
I'd rather have him than D'Lo or Russell Westbrook.
Wow.
That's could be a hot take. He just started on a finals team.
I'm not mad at you.
He could be an aggressive shooter sometimes. But he plays D, he gets up in you, and you can rely on him more than you can with those guys. Russell Westbrook, he's weird because he can play well and still not really help your team. And because he lacks shooting so obviously, he can play well and still not really help your team. I would put Fred VanVleet atop these rankings.
Ooh, higher than Kyrie. That's a take.
Just because I don't trust that Kyrie. I just don't trust in him on a daily basis. So Dallas's situation. Dallas's situation, I might actually prefer Kyrie just because they need someone to lift their ceiling. They are kind of in a place where they need to take a super long shot. LA, like if the Lakers could get VanVleet, I'd prefer VanVleet over Kyrie. He's just more reliable. He's just better on a day-to-day basis. And you can trust him. You know that he's going to defend. You know he's going to get you 20 points, however many assists. Like, you just know. And obviously, Kyrie, there's a huge gap there, talent-wise, between VanVleet and Kyrie. And Kyrie is the one on top in the talent matchup. But I just think for a lot of these teams, you don't know when he's going to, like, wake up and want to get away from your franchise. You don't know when he's going to just stop being happy and try to tear everything down. You don't know any of that. And Fred VanVleet's a leader. Fred VanVleet for Houston, like, that would be awesome. I think he would help a lot of those young guys there.
They're going to offer him an insane contract.
A lot of money.
Yeah, they're about
where,
to offer
where do
him.
Y'all want Fred VanVleet to go? If you could be like, I'm putting Fred VanVleet where I want him to be this summer, where would y'all say?
Houston. I want Houston. Just because, actually, Orlando would be really cool, too.
Yeah,
Orlando's the good one. Answer.
Yeah,
Orlando. Orlando's the one, man. If he goes to Orlando,
we just need Orlando to get a point guard, right? Like a real good point guard. That happens to Orlando, I'm going to be real obnoxious about them next season. I'm all in.
They're going to be fun. They're going to be fun for sure.
You
get the crazy Anthony Black hair. Come on now. It's always something you got to do with some crazy hair.
Yeah.
You got Franz doing Franz stuff, bowl, just looking weird.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting people trying to make bowl a thing.
Bull. There was bull mania at the beginning of last season.
Yeah, I remember those 4 days.
There really was, though. It was a wild time.
Just anyone saying, I've already seen Victor Wembanyama, and then they show bull highlights. You're not good at this.
Okay, it's a lot of that going around. Yeah. I don't know.
I just want to let you know you're not good at this. Because all those highlights are from a single week and not the entire season. That's all it is. Hey, take two, shooting guards. All right, let's rank these four players, and we'll try to figure out where to put them. Max Strus, James Harden, Bruce Brown, and Austin Reeves. Jay, where are you slotting those guys, and where do you want to see them end up?
James Harden is the best player.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be petrified of giving him his next contract. And for Philadelphia, they've already seen. I don't know if they're good enough with James Harden in town.
They're not. We can stop doing this with Philly. Like, they proved it once again. Like,
they have a new coach. They have a new coach. Mm-hmm. Maybe the new coach changes some things.
Yeah. I bet.
I would be petrified of giving Harden his next contract. But he's very good. And this is my hottest take. His playoff resume is extremely underrated.
What?
Yep. Extremely underrated.
If we take away elimination games, I'm with you.
This dude, and at some point we have to account for degree of difficulty. And he ran into an all-time team every year.
Jay, I've said this many times. It is not that he lost to the Warriors. I do not fault him for that. It is the way he lost to the Warriors. That is the fault. He shot himself in the foot every single time, and that's the only thing he could hit in that series. Like, is his foot. Like, that's like he screws it. Like, it's the way he loses out of the playoffs. I don't kill a guy for not winning a title or not making the finals, you know, on his own as a leader or anything. It's the way that they lose.
He had some unforgivable performances. Unforgivable.
That's what we're talking about with his playoff resume.
And he needed Josh Smith and Corey Brewer to save him against the Clippers.
Yo, I forgot about that. That's a good callback.
Yeah, in the playoffs. Yeah.
Josh Smith was hell that series, though. Straight off the
bat. No, he really wasn't. He really wasn't. He had a fourth quarter. That's really it.
I get to see a front row Chris Corey Brewer as an assistant for the Pels right now. When that dude gets hot, it's hard to stop Corey Brewer, man. I'm telling you.
I was there for his 51-point game, which happened, against James Harden. He just ran out. He just ran out every single time. James was like, "You got it.
Not getting back, dog.
I'm not getting back.
let me pull us back to the rankings here.
Okay.
And now that I derailed us entirely with talk of James Harden's playoff resume, Austin Reeves is number two. Austin Reeves, I think he showed this year that he can run an offense in the playoffs and still score efficiently and. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. There aren't many guys who can run an offense in the playoffs while winning games and doing it efficiently. And Austin Reeves did it this year. LeBron James obviously handled some of those responsibilities, but a lot of the time it was Reeves running the show. He's very good. I think he's just starting to scratch the surface. Once he gets more comfortable shooting more threes, I think it's going to unlock more. I'm a huge, huge Austin Reeves fan. Then I think Bruce Brown. I'm going Strus. Strus three, because he gives you a little bit of defense, but he is also just great shooter. And there every team can
disrespect
use
the Nuggets again. Mm-hmm. Disrespecting the Nuggets.
Big national media.
Michael Malone.
Yeah. But this is all the fuel he needs. As long as they keep him. Otherwise,
can I keep the finals narratives going right now and throw some hate out there as well? Are we sure Max Strus is going to be really good outside of Miami? You're Indiana,
we're about to find out.
Is that a guy you want to pay a bunch of money to? Indiana's throwing a bunch of money at him. I think it's easy to do the Duncan Robinson Max Strus comparison, but I do think they're very different players. Like I think Strus is a little more active. He's willing to get his nose a little dirtier. Like even if he's not making shots, he does some other stuff.
He's a really solid above average defender.
Yeah, like he's just
with
like
great hands. He's
more
great
complete
hands.
Basketball player than a typical white dude who shoots corner threes that we kind of put him in a boxing.
Duncan Robinson, he's dribbling now.
Oh, he's dribbling from time to time. he's a different Duncan now.
But
in Indiana, I just don't know how much I'm gonna love Max Strus. You're playing next to Halliburton, so maybe it'll work out. I'm just asking.
Yeah. I love the fit. I don't know what Struce's transition three numbers are, but it seems like he makes every transition three. And playing alongside Tyrese Halliburton, he's going to get so many looks if he does go to Indiana. And I just think if you have him, if you have Buddy Hield, like there's just a lot of shooting.
Mathurin.
There's going to be
Mathurin.
And that's going to be a fun offense because Halliburton can find everybody. That guy's got insane court vision, insane feel.
Yeah.
I love Strus in Indiana. That's one of the rumors that's got me jacked up.
That last word was up. Let's take a quick break, fellas. When we come back, we are ranking small forwards.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
And we're back. Take three. Small forwards will rank these four players. and let me know if you think they're going to move on somewhere. Kyle Kuzma, Chris Middleton, Cam Johnson, and Dylan Brooks. Jay? Actually, I'll go to Will first. I don't want to hear any Dylan Brooks.
I think a recurring theme for all of these rankings is, man, it's rough sledding out there in these free agency streets.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. Like, get your trade machines ready. That's where the real drama is.
Come on, you know what the people are here for. We got to talk Dylan Brooks. I mean, where is he going to go? Does he have a landing spot?
Houston for like 15 a year. For like 2 years.
It's like, is that what Houston should be doing right now? It's like dropping Dylan Brooks in there, letting him take 17 shots a game.
They better get Fred VanVleet as well. If that's the only haul they get, oh man, that's rough.
We drafted all these young dudes. We're putting them on the bench for these like slightly above average veterans. Yeah. I think that's a great way to build your team.
Dylan Brooks would help there. Those guys need to learn how to compete. They need to learn how to.
Here we go.
Dylan Brooks, he's become.
He's back. Will pulled him back. Will tricked him back to the presidency of the fan club.
Dylan Brooks has become. Everyone looks at him like a bum. Everyone looks at him as the sole reason for Memphis destruction. Everyone looks at him, and granted, he can be an inefficient chucker at times. I will allow that.
I really don't want to spend an entire segment once again talking about Dylan Brooks. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Do you want to talk about Kyle Kuzma? Yes, do you really want to talk about Kyle Kuzma?
Where do you think Kuzma should go? Sacramento? If Sacramento gives him 30 a year,
is that a good idea?
Okay. Do you think Chris Middleton's going to leave the Bucks?
No.
Okay. Do you think giving Cam Johnson $90 million is a good idea?
Nope.
I'm out.
Nope.
I'm a Tar Heel guy. I'm out on giving Cam Johnson all that money.
I'd like him too, but 20 plus a year, is that just what the going rate is for a shooter now?
I'm really intrigued to see how the new CBA impacts guys like Cam Johnson.
He's about to get $90 million. Like,
but I think it's entirely possible that $90 million ends up being like just an abomination, because you need to have basically two slots for max guys. You need to be able to pay two max guys. And if you're paying $20, $25 million to Cam Johnson, that's going to hurt.
Agreed.
Even as the new money comes in, the
new CBA. I think the owners did something really stupid in creating this second tax apron that is that like punitive. Like, I think we're going to see a lot of bullshit over the next 6-7 years. It's, and then hopefully they learn from it.
It's just designed to help all the broke boys. Like,
all it's designed to do is punish the Warriors. I truly believe they're just like, oh, I don't like the Warriors. They've won too many times. Yeah.
They just want like the NFL parity, right? They just want all of these guys spread out on different teams.
Stupid.
And that's just
NBA.
Not the NBA. No. At the end of the day, a bunch of these dudes are just going to want to move to LA or Texas or Florida.
Yeah.
That's just the way this goes. You should try to force parity, but I don't think it's going to work the way they want it to.
Here's what you should teach your kids. Not that everyone deserves a truck. Like, elitism is good. Strive to be elite, okay? Strive to be elite. Strive to be great at something. It's okay to be better than everybody. You should try to be that. Don't be like, I hope everyone has a chance this year. No, the dumb team should not have a chance every single year.
I was a huge fan of the reaction to the Eric
Gordon. Yeah, what people freaked out about that?
I saw some people like, oh man, I can't believe Ballmer made a move to cut salary. Like, they were gonna have to pay $110 million just to keep Eric Gordon.
There is no person
on this planet who would pay $110 million to keep Eric Gordon on his basketball team. No. In 2023, I didn't realize how much money that was going to cost him.
And he was like, "Nah, I'm out."
I'm good.
$110 million.
That's nuts, man. That's nuts. 110 is a lot. By the way,
a lot of money.
He's made 158 in his career. Good for him.
Hey, shout out.
Good agent.
Him.
Yeah,
keep getting them checks.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, coming up after the break, power forward rankings, and no Dylan Brooks talk.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Take four, power forwards. All right, guys, rank these players: Harrison Barnes, PJ Washington, Jeremy Grant, and Draymond Green. Jay?
Draymond, clear-cut number one. Not even close. Because he's a culture changer, even though sometimes he punches somebody in the face.
He punched him out of the organization.
Probably the best, the best defensive player of a generation. And if you can get him on your team, if you're the Kings, that is a totally transformational presence. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's just going to go back to Golden State. They need him badly. If he leaves, they have no chance. If they if he stays, I think they might have a chance. One last chance. But big drop off after that. I think probably Jeremy Grant too.
I think I trust Harrison Barnes over Jeremy Grant.
But the playoff stuff is just, it's hard to put him up there when playoffs is just
But he can't help you get to the playoffs.
Yeah, and he's another guy, like he's a pro.
Yeah.
He can guard up like yeah. And so if you prefer him, I get that. I just think Jeremy Grant is more dynamic. And I also like when Jeremy Grant was on Denver as a role player, he was really good in that. And maybe I'm giving him too much credit, just thinking he can go back to being more of that if he does go somewhere that's a winning squad. But
I think I'd be in on Jeremy Grant. Really interesting, because if the Portland thing implodes the way we kind of all expect it to, like, I think Jeremy Grant's kind of the guy we're like, okay, now where does he go, right? Because if Dame comes back to Portland, Jeremy Grant is an obvious fit in Portland. But if they blow that thing up, I don't know if there's a natural landing spot for him somewhere. But I do think he's a guy that could really help a team if he goes to the right spot. But, like, if he goes back to, like, Detroit, is what kind of effect is he going to have there? Are there any other, like, really good landing spots where he can get his money and play for a good team? I don't know, but I really like Jeremy Grant. I think he's a good player. And I think if we're talking like Jeremy Grant versus Kyle Kuzma, I probably lean Jeremy Grant, just because I know he's going to play some defense. I know he's going to provide other stuff, take more efficient shots. Where I think Kyle Kuzma is just a more fun name. He's the guy who can have more explosive games. But I don't know, Jay, how would you feel if you were a team that was staring at, like, Jeremy Grant versus Kyle Kuzma? What kind of decision you make there?
I would rather have Grant, just because they're kind of a similar tier, like capable of doing some more scoring at times, but also give you that size and athleticism at that spot. I don't know. I've seen Jeremy Grant be a really good role player. I've seen him be a plus. I don't know. I don't think Kyle Kuzma is the greatest winner in the history of sports.
Right. That's what I mean. And I think we all say he's going to get paid this summer, but, like,
Yeah.
So what end are you going to if you give Kyle Kuzma that much money in free agency?
I think it's an interesting question of Kyle Kuzma or Jeremy Grant, though. Like, if teams all of a sudden is this just a youth thing for Kuz? Because Kuz was really good last season. I know nobody watched the Wizards. He was really good last season.
But how good were you if, like, Bradley Beal was on your team and Kristaps Porzingis had a great year and you guys didn't really do anything of consequence?
But that, like, I don't know that that's, like, you're not asking Kyle Kuzma to lead your team, right? You're asking him to be a top-notch role player, and he was a top-notch role player. Like, he was great on defense. He was great on offense. Like, he was really good. Now, I don't know that I'd want to give him $25, $30 million a year, but if Cam Johnson's going for, you know, 90 over right, 4, yeah. All right, is 110 over 4 for Kuzma that crazy?
I'd rather have Cam probably. Johnson than Kyle Kuzma.
Well, I don't know about that one. I'll take someone who's, I mean, he does, like, Cam doesn't play, well, that's not fair. He does try to play defense. He just can't do it.
I just think I'd rather have the guy who's a knockdown shooter mm-hmm. and who knows how to play winning basketball in a winning basketball system. I still don't think Kyle Kuzma knows how to do that. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't
but
know.
I wouldn't really want to pay a lot of money to any of those three guys.
Yeah.
And I think especially it's tough with to the judge new CBA. Like that. Because, like, how many winning situations have Kyle Kuzma been in during his career? Like, he was on one good team and they won a championship. And other than that, he's been on a bunch of bad teams his whole career.
Yeah. But so I mean,
you can say he doesn't Jeremy contribute Grant. To winning. But, like, when you the got 19-year-old Lonzo Ball as your starting point guard, how many games are you going to win? You know what I mean?
This might be the most spirited Kyle Kuzma, Jeremy Grant debate that's ever happened.
Oh, definitely.
It might be the only Kyle Kuzma, Jeremy Grant debate that's ever
I guarantee
happened.
This. This will be the best Jeremy Grant, Kyle Kuzma debate of the day.
Of the day.
It's the best one. All right, let's move on. Take five. Centers.
That just shows how bleak it is. That just shows how bleak it is.
I was about to say, if you thought that was wrong, just wait until we start talking centers.
We thought that was bad. Buckle up, because I'm throwing
I got a Bismack Biyombo debate ready for you guys.
Big men right here. Brook Lopez. Paul Reed. Are we catering to John Hollinger here? Paul Reed. Kevin Love. Jakob Poeltl.
Jake
Christian
Poeltl.
Wood.
Sorry.
Is Brook Lopez number one or is Jakob Poeltl for who you're signing?
Brooke.
I would go Poeltl number one.
I knew that's where he was going. I knew that's where he was going.
He's just so much younger. He's so much younger. And I also think Budenholzer, for all of his flaws as an adjustments guy, was maybe unmatched at building a defensive structure. And he built a perfect defensive structure where Brook Lopez was maximized. Now he's getting a little older. He doesn't have Budenholzer anymore. And I think that could hurt his impact. And I just think Poeltl's really good too. And Poeltl, nobody really has noticed because most of the time he's been on teams that don't really matter in situations where nobody watches. But Poeltl's really good, and I think in the right situation, he could be really helpful.
All right. This is where it gets interesting, all right? Between Paul Reed, Kevin Love, and Christian Wood, you have to take
is
one
Is that
of them.
Really interesting?
You have or to take just, one of them.
Oh God, I don't even know, man. I'm completely out on Christian Wood. No matter what the ranking Same. Is, I'm putting him last.
Same.
But I'm saying that with Kevin.
But it's Kevin Love and Paul Reed.
Hold on. I think the funniest thing about basketball Twitter of like the the trolls and the dummies, but really like it kind of goes up a little higher than it should. Is people calling other people casuals as like a disparaging remark, right? As something dismissive. And they're essentially just paraphrasing Christian Wood, who I wouldn't say has the best basketball IQ.
He was the first one to say
Oh, you wouldn't?
So it's a Shaq, right?
Yeah, he said it to Shaq, and everyone's been ripping it off since. And it's so funny to me that people are like using a superiority of basketball knowledge while paraphrasing Christian Wood. I just love the irony. That's all. Sorry, keep going. You're out on Christian Wood, Will.
Yeah, first thing I always say, high basketball IQ, Christian Wood. That's the number one asset he brings to me.
We don't.
I mean, is Kevin Love going to be back? I mean, he had his little moment in the playoffs this year. Is he going to actually like get some money this year? I'm looking at this list of three guys.
Get some money? Like, I mean,
he ain't going to get right? some money.
Like maybe like the taxpayer mid-level, which is what, like six or seven? Maybe that.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, he's definitely ain't going back to the Heat, because the Heat aren't giving anything more than a minimum to a guy like Kevin Love. I don't know, man. It's rough sledding in them.
Well, he'll be good. I mean, I don't know that I would want him back. No offense to him, but like, is that one of the guys you want to put around Dame? I don't think so.
Yeah, them Dame Kevin Love pick and rolls not going to be pretty. I'll tell you,
He's going to move that ball quick. I'm talking about them two
defending pick and roll.
We don't worry about that. We're not going to worry about that. Yeah, that's.
I am just staring at this list of five centers that we have.
It's dumb.
Don't disrespect Drew Eubanks. He out here dunking on people.
You know what? You put Drew Eubanks in this list, he might be third for me. He might be third for me.
Jock Landale, it's too bad Jock isn't a free agent, because Jock would be right damn near cream of the crop.
Bismack, I wouldn't mind Bismack in this situation.
Oh, man.
Explain the Paul Reed thing to me. Why are the analytics people so obsessed with Paul Reed? He's fine. But
he's all right. That's what I say. He's all right.
He's fine. He's a solid backup. I'd rather have him than Montrezl Harrell. At this point, you know.
Yeah. Wait, Jock Landale is a free agent, isn't he? Jock, put Jock up there. Jock deserves more respect.
Yeah, he got so hyped for Jock Landale just now.
Officially, the bottom of the barrel, and that's gonna do it for this week's point of contention. When we're like, wait a second, Jock Landale's a free agent. We gotta rank him. That's when we stop recording. Thank you for listening.
Jock gonna be getting big playoff minutes next year with the Suns three max dudes, and it's gonna be a whole bunch of Jock Landales running around for them next year.
The second they said we don't want to trade DeAndre Ayton, I'm like, well, he's out of there. That's gone. Make sure to subscribe to all
his
the podcasts.
His value's at an all-time high.
On the Athletic Podcast Network, I promise. Damn, it's right. Not. Warriors plus minus, anything is potable. Down to Dunk, No Dunks, Glue Guys, Sixers Beat, and the Bun and Cardigan Show. For Jake King, for Will Guillory, for Andrew Schlecht, I'm Zach Harper. See you next time on Point of Contention.
Jeremy Grant for life.